Dan Cox and Jenny Marchant.
On air, online and via the ABC Listen app.
On ABC Newcastle.
Rotary, Apex, Lions, you've probably seen these service clubs in our community, from running a barbecue at your local event to contributing to worldwide projects. And Lions Australia is celebrating its 75th year. How cool is that?
75 years?
I actually remember as a child becoming aware of Lions Club through the mints. Do you remember the mints on the shop counters?
Yep.
I would always beg Mum for some mints. And to Mum's credit, if she had the coin, she'd let me have some.
Good. Fundraising for the Lions all those years ago. I wonder what the future looks like for Lions and groups like it. Rob Orlemans is the CEO of Lions Australia. He joins you now. Morning, Rob.
Oh, good morning.
How are you celebrating 75 years of Lions Australia?
Well, every club is going to do something different, but we have got a national campaign. We wanted to try and do something that all of our clubs could do locally, but we could make a big impact nationally. So we've decided we'd like all of our clubs to do a garden. So we're going to have at least 75 gardens, maybe 750 gardens around the
country. It's a big leap from 75 to 750, Rob.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how many get it done. We've got a social media page and we're starting to get the first images appearing. So we want all our clubs to maybe plant out the Lions emblem in their town in conjunction with their council, or plant a native garden or do something special like that. And then in September, when we're 75 years old as an association in Australia, we'd like everyone to post their images of their members around their garden and just showing what's happening. So
if you have a Lions club in your town, chances are you might be seeing one of these gardens pop up.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Obviously, every town is different, and yeah. the actual anniversary is in September, which is when the first club was formed in Lismore in New South Wales. And of course, it depends on the climate where you live as to whether you're in bloom at that time.
Mm.
I have a question on behalf of Jen, Rob. Do you still sell the mints?
We do still sell the mints.
Yes.
Around the country, you should see them popping up in different locations. Possibly not as popular as they once were, but they're still out there.
I wonder if I'm just not at
the
shop
right
counter
shops.
Height,
yeah.
That eye level for the child.
Well, yeah, no, we could probably get some to you if you like.
Now, what is the role that you see for Lions clubs in 2022 when we have so many charities and other service groups around?
Well, you know, Australia survives on its volunteers. Volunteers are the engine room of our communities, and you can't leave everything to government. You can't leave everything to business. So when there are emergencies, the volunteers get out there. When there are people struggling, volunteers are there to help. And Lions is always going to be relevant. In fact, I've just posted a note through to our members. You know, we know what the big challenge is for the last couple of years and this year. It relates to the COVID pandemic. And our clubs are out there helping people who are isolated, helping people who are doing it tough because they can't work in the same way they did, or even just having a friendly face and a friendly chat to keep people going. So every year things are needed. We're reaching out to younger people, to working people, to build the ranks going forward. You can appreciate that COVID has been a challenge for our association as well, because our members survive on getting out there and doing things in the community. And when they've been locked down, they've found that particularly frustrating as well.
What about, take a step back, the challenge of attracting, getting the attention of young people? Do you find them signing up for service clubs and charities like yours?
Well, truthfully, not in large numbers. We've got a Leo club program to bring on younger volunteers as well. But we're trying to work out how we can re-engineer our organisation, because young people tend not to want to join institutionally. They're really happy to volunteer on projects, really happy to participate on things that we're doing. So as an association internationally, we're working out how we can accommodate that within our association. And we know that people who volunteer and have a good time and might do that for a period of a couple of years, they're going to be the ones that say, hey, this is for me. I want to make a lifelong contribution.
Will your clubs be busy today at community events, Rob?
Oh, everywhere. I'm just looking at my computer screens. We've got them doing citizenship ceremonies. They're doing Australia Day functions here and there, right around the country. In fact, the Tenterfield Lions Club is really interesting because they're at Rotary Park doing the Australia Day ceremony there. So,
wow, good for them.
Let's work together.
Rob, yes. Great to hear from you this morning. All the best with the 75 years, and I can't wait to visit one or more of those gardens. Have a good day.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Rob Orlemans, CEO of Lions Australia. So keep an eye out for one of those 75 or more new commemorative gardens that are going in place to celebrate 75 years of Lions Australia.